D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab has sued President Trump over his executive order asserting control over the D.C. Police Department. The updated order includes an attempt to install an official from the Trump administration as emergency police commissioner in the place of the current D.C. police chief, Pamela Smith. In a statement, Smith said, "In my nearly three decades in law enforcement, I have never seen a single government action that would cause a greater threat to law and order than this dangerous directive." Not long after the order was filed, District Court Judge Ana Reyes heard an emergency motion for a temporary injunction to block the order. Schwab spoke outside the courthouse Friday afternoon.
This morning, we filed a lawsuit here in the Federal District Court to enjoin the attempted hostile takeover of our police department.
Trump's order is part of a wider campaign to assert control over D.C., which began with him deploying around 800 National Guard troops to patrol city streets. Troops were given a broad mandate to clear homeless encampments, make arrests, and, quote, to do whatever the hell they want in curbing crime. Agents from the FBI, ICE, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the Department of Homeland Security have also been dispatched to the streets of D.C. Federal agents have been causing chaos all over the city, pulling people over for broken taillights, arresting demonstrators, detaining immigrants, and conducting mass sweeps of homeless encampments, despite city health department notices allowing people to remain for several more days. Schwab touched on this after being pressed by a reporter.
Look, we know that the law under the Home Rule Act allows the federal government during a course of an emergency to request the services of MPD in furtherance of a federal purpose. And whether it's clearing encampments that are adjacent to or near federal land or that might interfere with federal employees, if it's enforcement of immigration laws that are under the federal, we will have to confront that as it comes. We have made very clear that we have laws in our city and that the services that MPD provides in furtherance of a request from the president, those services must comply with the law.
While Trump's attempted takeover of D.C. has likely been long in the making, the impetus for this recent push seems to be an incident in which a DOGE official was injured in a carjacking. A police report identified the victim as college student Edward Korestein, who is best known by the nickname Big Balls. Two 15-year-olds were arrested in connection with the incident and charged with unarmed carjacking. President Trump responded in part by calling for more juveniles to be charged in the adult justice system. The suit filed by the city of D.C. argues that both President Trump's executive order on Monday federalizing the police department and a follow-up order by Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General, far exceed the president's authority under the Home Rule Act of 1973, which granted D.C. its limited degree of self-government. The act says that the president may direct the mayor to provide police services for federal purposes and that the mayor shall provide them to him. On Monday, Trump sent a letter to the mayor saying he was directing her to, quote, submit to the president through the attorney general the services of the Metropolitan Police Force for federal purposes. Judge Reyes said that the Home Rule Act was originally drafted with a provision essentially allowing for what Trump is attempting, but that that provision was ultimately stricken from the act. Attorney General Schwab said that Trump's order is beyond the pale of what the Home Rule Act allows.
Even the President of the United States, even the Attorney General of the United States needs to comply with the law. And the Home Rule Charter and the Home Rule Act is very clear with respect to when the President can request limited services of MPD, limited by time, limited by emergency circumstances, and limited for federal purposes. And in all cases, those services must be requested to the mayor to be provided by the chief of police, not a hostile takeover of our police. And if it means standing up to the president, standing up to the attorney general to ensure that the laws of our country are followed, we will do that.
During the hearing, Judge Reyes made clear that she's inclined to block several aspects of the Trump administration's order. Instead of ruling right away, she encouraged the two sides to confer to see if they could agree on modifications that could hold for the next few days, diffusing the situation until the court can meet again. Lawyers from the two sides met, and what was meant to be a 15-minute break went on for hours. The District of Columbia and the federal government eventually agreed to restore control of the city's police department to the city's police chief instead of a Trump administration official. Schwab expressed his gratitude for the judge.
Local law enforcement has worked collaboratively with federal law enforcement from time immemorial. This is nothing new, and it's part of what the residents of the District of Columbia deserve, is a cohesive law enforcement effort, MPD, with our federal enforcement partners. We don't need a hostile takeover from the federal government to do what we do every day.
The section of the Home Rule Act that gives the president some authority over the local police says that this authority terminates after the end of the declared emergency, an act of Congress, or a period of 30 days, whichever comes first. President Trump has said he will seek from Congress long-term extensions of his control over the D.C. police. Importantly, the court did not rule on a key aspect of the case, whether Trump can commandeer D.C. police officials to enforce immigration violations. That issue is likely to be resolved next week. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.